and welcome to the T3 podcast. That is all coming up on this week's show. iPad 3, officially unofficial news. Quite a lot of it, too. Samsung confirms no press conference at Mobile World Congress. That's like the worst announcement ever. Good job LG's PR machine is leakier than a Welsh vegetable, or we'd have nothing to talk about. And Steve Jobs, deceptive and complex, so say the FBI. So what two words would you use to describe other tech luminaries? Speaking of which, my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who defies description in anything less than 13 words, it's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Duncan, how are you? More importantly.
Got run over again. This time the guy didn't even know who I was.
Not by a podcast listener.
No.
I mean, it's obviously perfectly acceptable if... But hold on, this could mean that the Facebook group game has now gone viral beyond our listeners.
Well, how many points would this be?
I think this would be quite a lot of points, because this is like a stealth attack, because I got T-boned, I believe is the expression, by another cyclist, likely not by a truck or sit-on lawnmower or JCB digger or something like that. It could have been worse. I don't want to overplay. Obviously, I'm sat here. But,
and is this where you say, and you should have seen him?
Yeah, not a scratch on him. I think I got a bit of whiplash, actually. Is that what it is? Because just my back, anyway. I think
How
you get whiplash
you
in your neck. I wasn't going fast at all, but he was going bloody fast, but he didn't have a front bloody headlight.
Did you shout at him?
Bloody. Well, no, because I was a bit...
Shaken up.
Yeah, yeah. At the fact that this invisible assassin has suddenly appeared and rammed into me at high speed.
Did he just leave? Or did he
No, we had a discussion about...
a gentlemanly discussion.
Yeah. And it's rather off-putting.
This happened by Buckingham Palace. So did the Queen come out?
I hold the Queen indirectly responsible, because the thing about around there is it's pitch black, and I assume that's so the Queen doesn't get annoyed by light pollution.
Right.
And as a result, it is kind of important to have a headlight on your bloody bike.
Yeah. That is basic.
Maybe he is a podcast listener, but he just was too embarrassed because he knew he was at fault.
That's it.
To admit that, oh my gosh, I've just knocked Duncan Bell off my bike.
I suppose
off his
so.
Bike.
It's a problem I often have. People are awestruck when they've just injured me or crashed into me in some respects.
I imagine. So, I mean, is there anything else of significance this week?
Yes. An even worse car wreck than that happened on Tuesday. I went to the launch of Jean-Michel Jarre's limited edition, please, Lalique. That's a type of expensive glass finished iPod dock. It's called something like the Aerosystem...
Right, and is this one of these where...
Or the Aerosystem 1.
Where it's just Poncy for Poncy's sake, or is it Poncy because that, you know, the sound waves are much better that way or something?
There's always an element of that. I mean, I've never been to the Lalique shop, and it's like an incredibly expensive version of the sort of stuff you might find in the back of a Sunday supplement.
Innovations.
Well, no, those sort of little figurines that build up month by month into an exquisite collection.
Yeah, limited edition, only 18,000 produced.
Yeah, the sort of thing that demented housewives. But this is like demented housewives who have married, well, I don't want to stereotype anybody, they may be rich in their own right, I don't know, but let's say for the sake of argument they may have married a very rich man and now wish to spend all of his money.
I see.
They get down the Lalique shop and buy, you know, like a horse made out of crystal. So anyway, Jean-Michel Jarre's made this dock, which is sort of, it looks kind of like a bit like an outdoor ashtray, and then it's got a sort of Greco-Roman face carved into crystal
ashtrays,
on the front.
Like those ones you get outside shops.
Yeah, the ones you
There's
some sand in the top.
Pub.
More like what you get at a very fancy party.
Oh, I see.
That was having an outside...
They're like spherical, but they've got loads of holes in it for you to put your cigarette
in. Yeah, that's kind of what I was
thinking. And it's actually shaped a bit like a big sort of stylized cigarette.
Nice, yes.
But the weirdest thing of all was, I didn't even really know Jean-Michel Jarre was going to be there. Although I suppose I thought he might be, is his thing. But as soon as I arrived... The PRs were like, Jean is ready to talk to you now. So I had to interview him. And all I was just like, I couldn't say, well, I didn't really came to have a few canapes and a few free drinks.
I was a bit hungry.
So I ended up, I was talking to Jean-Michel Jarre for about half an hour.
What about?
Is he an interesting
about
guy?
His dock, about his dock. And the main,
seriously, just about the dock.
Well, what else is there to talk about in that setting? And the problem with the interview was that I was basically trying to find a diplomatic way of saying it looks ridiculous. Or, you know, well, to make it a question, say, don't you think it looks a bit ridiculous?
But presumably he designed this.
Yeah, and also, if you know anything about Jean-Michel Jarre, he's very sort of, everything he does is very grandiose and over the top. And
he obviously thinks it looks fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it didn't look fantastic. I mean, it looked literally fantastic in the sense of it was like...
Cool.
Yes, it was like a fantasy of what a kind of rich, bored, kind of French multi-billionaire might expect an iPod dock to look like.
Did you get to hear it?
No. I didn't really want to be honest. Yeah, I was hoping they'd just be playing his, like, da-da-da-da-da song on a kind of endless loop so everybody, like, the nerves were really frayed by the end.
But no.
But he's a nice guy, but he's got bloody weird hair. Like, all those rich old men... Particularly if they're from a sort of rock and pop sort of background. He's got incredibly thick, lustrous hair for a man of 60, God knows what. And I was, actually during the interview, I was actually peering at his hairline.
Are you looking for the plugs?
Hopefully that he didn't notice. I mean, it wasn't a wig, but yeah, I got the feeling it may have been inserted at some point. But I think maybe these people are just so rich, they can just afford such amazing hair care. They have like the hair of a 16-year-old when they're 66.
They must have had implants.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. But if they were implants, they were very subtly done.
They're like Wayne Rooney's. He's got implants.
I don't know how subtle his are.
Yeah, they're not that subtle.
I haven't seen his up close.
Only because you haven't seen him before the implant. Only because you have seen him before the implant.
I see. Oh, I see. Like the before and after.
Yeah.
This is true. Oh, there we are. So how much is this wondrous ashtray?
This one goes for about 10 grand.
Wow.
But there's one that without the kind of Lalique glass, which is just finished in merely in glass, I guess. And they're about 800 quid, I think. And then there's another one, and this is what I hoped they'd have at the shop, in fact. There's another one that's like the same thing, but it's 3 meters tall.
Mm.
Yes, with 10,000 watts of amplification. But I think that's more of a concept. You can't buy those. But
well, I said to him, otherwise I'd be rushing down there to
price on application.
I said to him, it's like the kind of thing that after a dictator's palace has been sort of kind of attacked in a revolution or whatever, it's the sort of thing they discover next to his gold toilet, his dock. And he sort of deliberately misunderstood the question as me saying that it was a dock for dictators in the sense of it was like somehow political.
Right.
Whereas what I was trying to say was it was rather gaudy and kind of mental sort of design. But he's pretended not to understand.
I see.
Oh, well. Nice guy, though, Jean-Michel Jarre.
Excellent.
Lovely.
On then to our top story. And this time last year, it was all talk of that iPad 2. Whatever happened to that, we wonder. Now, though, it's the iPad 3 that all the kids are raving about. Honestly, when will Apple just give up and realise that anything without a physical keyboard just doesn't work?
It might be called the 2S, I suppose, as well.
Who knows? Rumour mill time, aside from the name, let's dust these off. One by one, iPad 3 launch event set for first week in March.
Well,
that's highly likely.
Purely on the basis that last year's was about 12 months to the day away from that. And Apple, well, see, because it's difficult now, because last year they broke their own rules and things didn't come out in this kind of nicely regimented yearly schedule.
Did.
But
well, let's see if I can firm this up. All Things D says Apple's booked the Yerba Buena Convention Hall for the announcement. And it seems to think the iPad 3 will go on sale a week later.
Yeah, well, that's what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't it happen this year?
Exactly.
There we are. Could just be a bluff, you know. They could just be, want netball practice or something.
Yeah. Just booking venues for the sake of it.
Five-a-side tournament. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe they managed to lay their hands on Jean-Michel Jarre's very tall dock, and that was the only place they could find that was big enough for them to be able to erect
possibly
it.
Possibly test it. It'll have a Retina display, but no quad-core processor.
Retina display is highly likely.
Don't know and don't care. No. See, the thing is, doesn't it already have a Retina display? Because in terms of dots per inch and resolution, isn't it's like a 720p.
No, no. The
because nobody knows what Retina display even means.
Well, it's
why don't they make it 1080p?
Isn't it meant to be the
people
idea?
Will know what that is.
My understanding of Retina display is that it's so good that you can't tell any higher resolution, and it would make no difference because your eye is incapable of discerning greater detail.
No, no, it's just a marketing term they've come up with.
Of course it is, but that's what they.
I think
that's what they claim.
Well, it equates to 300 DPI, doesn't it? Because I assume it does, because that's what we print magazines.
Yeah, that is magazine print. Well, this is The Verge, which reported on.
So
Wednesday.
Tell me, Dan. What resolution would it need to be a Retina display at the, is it 9.7 inches, iPad screen? Is the resolution?
Well,
what is the, I think, why don't they just say, it's 1080p, and then everybody would understand that.
Yeah.
But no, because they're Apple, they've said, it's a Retina display.
They've got their own means of measuring these things.
Well, this is The Verge, which reported, who? The Verge, reported on Wednesday evening.
The Verge are the guys who did
that's like a gardening
Gizmodo
magazine,
before.
Oh, okay. So it'll have true Retina display.
No, Engadget.
But
it'll remain. And now they do the gardening.
It'll remain dual core. And backing up what All Things D suggested, it says a February launch is unlikely. There we are. It's that breaking news.
That's not quite the same, because the other, whatever the other one was saying a March launch is likely.
Yes, and this one's saying February launch unlikely.
But it could be saying that May is likely.
Two compatible statements.
I know, but again, it's like they're putting their own twist for no particular reason on something that's more easy to understand. What was the other thing? Quad-core process?
Quad-core, yeah, because I've heard other reports saying, it'll be a millimetre thicker, and that's to accommodate this A6 quad-core chip and better camera optics.
I thought it was a millimetre thicker because of the new screen.
I thought it was a millimetre thicker because they just decided the last one was too thin.
Maybe. It's just gone far enough. It's gone too far.
But the one thing to be said about the iPad 2 is the camera is shocking. Really shocking. So if you can improve the camera, obviously the more depth you have, the easier it is to get a decent lens in there. When I say decent,
they will
reasonable
but improve the camera because you don't use your tablet for taking pictures.
You don't use an iPad 2 for taking pictures because they're awful.
Well, you wouldn't but use it for Skype and video calling, and it's fine for that. I think it goes against Apple's reasoning.
I think now they've put a camera in the iPad because they didn't put one in the first one, and everybody said, "Oh, there's no camera! How rubbish!" And then there was one in the second one, and they were like, "Oh, hang on, why do I want a camera in a tablet? I'd look like a big idiot taking a photograph with it." So, but anyway, now there is one in the iPad 2. Mm. It's so terrible. I can only assume the one in the iPad 3 must be better.
Must be better.
Also, I suppose isn't the iPad 2 a little bit thinner than the iPhone 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the depth of the iPhone 4, that's the minimum you can get away with.
Yeah, because that's a great camera.
Because the camera in that is cracking.
Yeah. So, maybe
what was the question again? Yeah, I think it will have a better... But quad-core processor, it'd be interesting if they don't. Because, again, that's something that everybody... I don't know, people who talk out their asses and, some sort of tech journalists and things, that's something that they've alighted on as, quad-core processor, absolutely essential. Mm. Everything must have quad-core, otherwise it's just a waste of time. And in fact, I don't see any evidence that, phones or tablets or anything need quad-core processing. So,
and also what they do is the chip is usually upgraded in the iPad and then put into the iPhone.
But it's too difficult. You can't draw conclusions on that because there's only been two iPads. That's the problem. It's still Wild West territory. Anything can happen. But having said that, if there's a quad-core chip in the iPhone, why wouldn't there be a quad-core chip in the iPad? So,
the man speaks sense.
Again, although, logically, I would say, it doesn't need a quad-core chip.
You're thinking...
That on balance of probability with the fact there is one in the iPhone and the fact that people who don't necessarily know what they're talking about or always going on about how essential it is, then I guess there will be.
And they'll go, we can do it. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
But at price, I suppose, would be the why not. If you can stick a dual core in that does the job and is much cheaper.
Mm. Well, that's true, because people were a bit shocked at how expensive the iPhone 4S was, weren't they? Mm-hmm. I mean, although it was kind of in line with pricing before, you sort of expect it to come down, and it really didn't with the iPhone 4S, did it? It was sort of like, the 64 gig one is like the price of a house.
And whereas the iPad went down in price.
It did, that was nice. That was nice. So I can't see it going down any further, because it doesn't need to, because no one else is doing them cheaper. Mm. Apart from the Kindle Fire, but that's way, way cheaper. They're not going to compete with that. Newly leaked images of a claimed iPad 3 case suggest a larger battery and a new display. So, I think we're all agreed on a new display.
Can we just say where this has come from?
Okay. An apparent Chinese parts supplier. They've shown off a case. It shows a...
What do you mean new display? Different shape?
No, like Retina or HD Retina. Or
so it shows a form factor with a larger logic board mount, whatever that means, and a camera spacing in a marginally new location. So I think... It's some kind of... It's definitely not an iPad 2 case they've been showing off because bits are in different places. But,
by case, you mean the actual casing of
the
product?
The metal of the actual
not
product.
Not a case that goes around it?
No. This is the actual
that sounds
iPad
like horseshit. That's just something mucking about.
Right. We're disregarding that one then. Okay. The new display will be better than 720p with print-like quality and instant video loading. This from an unnamed insider source.
Well, the first bit is just another way of saying Retina display. Yes. Yeah. So higher resolution screen.
Yeah.
Seems probable.
Again,
Princeton video loading is like a meaningless term again.
Well, right? I think they're talking... So this is what this unnamed insider source said. The new display is capable of greater resolution than the current iPad. Well, I think everyone's... That's a given, I think.
It's not quite a given, but it wouldn't be surprising.
With more pixels on its screen than some high-definition televisions.
Yeah.
The pixels are small enough to make the images look like printed material, which is what you were saying.
I think that's what Apple mean DPI. When they say Retina display. Yeah. But it's just meaningless, because because it's subjective and anyway.
Okay, so better than 300 dpi. Videos being played, I suppose this is the interesting bit then, because we've kind of covered the display. Videos being playing almost instantly because of additional graphics processing.
Or just a faster processor.
Yeah, or a faster processor. But that would kind of make sense. If it was staying dual core, well, what you then, you know, okay, what can you beef up? All right, beef up the graphics processor.
I suppose.
It is a tablet. That would make some sense.
But usually on those kind of mobile processors, like the graphics chip is invariably built into the main processor anyway. Not that that precludes beefing it up, but a quad-core processor would just do that as a matter of course, would it not?
Possibly. So, I think last year we basically said it's going
to... We might be reaching the fringes of our understanding of chip technology at this point.
Last year we bravely said it was going to be a tweak and nothing that excitingly new. And
we were right.
Steve Jobs came out on stage and said, it's not a tweak, it's radically different. But I think we were kind of right.
Ben turned out to be lying.
Well, it was better. It was much better because the things they changed... just made it a better product, but it wasn't it wasn't revolutionary leaps in any sense, was it?
Everything like this, I mean, to be honest, what seriously could you do that would make it that revolutionary? The only things I can think of are making it even simpler, so it becomes almost like an educational tool, which would tie in with their new sort of educational iBooks thing, but why bother, because the iPad is hardly complex as it is. Or going in the opposite direction, but then this would fly in the face of what Apple generally does, and making it much more business-friendly and having more kind of access to sort of power... facilities and coming with like a, you know, with a keyboard and making more play, that sort of thing. But I just can't see that happening. So what seriously can they do? I think it's going to make it that
an improved camera would be great, but the display is the clear thing.
I mean, who cares?
The display is the clear thing to improve because
the display ain't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. But when it came out, people were like, "Oh, well, it's not Retina." Yeah. But so this would tick that box in, you know, people who care about these things. But also for educational use, if you can go to a school and say, this is as good as a printed page, so why are you still using books? That's a lot more compelling than this is something that's going to give your children squinty eyes because they'll be, you know, because it's a bit rubbish resolution and you won't be able to read, you know, small text.
Okay, I'll buy that.
After that big education announcement, it would make a lot of sense to me to have a Retina display.
And also the thing of, although obviously you can use cables and do this, so it isn't essential, but the quad core in the iPhone 4S does allow video mirroring. So you can have much more straightforward kind of wireless sort of what's on the tablet then appears on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
Which is useful in the home, I guess, to an extent for watching video and things, but also in education.
You can do mirroring on the iPad 2 now. But
no, you have to plug it in with a cable.
Yeah, you do. And I think...
We wanted wireless.
Not having to plug it in with a cable is a massive hodgepodge.
Thunderbolt is another one people are talking about, which would make it a bit thicker.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why would you have something like that in an iPhone?
I think it'll have Siri on it.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, God, it's so useless, though, isn't
it? No, but I think it'll be more useful on a tablet.
Really?
It'll do more things, because you've got more content, maybe, on there.
Well, it's going
to
be quite...
You can ask it to find...
I think it'd be embarrassing if it wasn't on a new iPad, because it'd just be them saying... Oh, this wasn't quite the success we were hoping for. We'll just quietly forget about it.
I could quite like in a kind of, you know, you can talk to Kinect and say, you know, load this film.
Yeah, exactly.
You could talk to Siri, have it load the film on your telly wirelessly. That would work for me. I could see some use there.
Exactly.
Anyway, there is plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. It looks like Mobile World Congress will be a washout for Samsung, having confirmed that it'll not unveil the eagerly awaited Galaxy S3 at this month's Barcelona shindig. Samsung's now revealed it won't host a press conference there either. The news quashes rumours of imminent tablet launches, including the heavily trailed Galaxy Tab 11.6.
Thank heavens then for...
Little girls, LG, it works.
A Windows Phone toting LG miracle has been leaked online, sporting a 4-inch Nova display and NFC. Also billed for MWC booth are two high-end Android LGs, the ice cream sandwich-powered LG P700 and the quad-core LG P880 with a giant 4.7-inch HD screen.
Sony's PlayStation Network has had a rebrand as of Wednesday. It's now been renamed Sony Entertainment Network in one fell swoop, disassociating it with all that hacking bother that afflicted nasty old PSN. Other than the name change, everything else is staying the same. Sony says it's to help create a global comprehensive network platform of services.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Sticking with Sony, and the 1.6 update for the soon-to-be-on-sale PlayStation Vita has arrived.
Hooray!
Bringing with it Google Maps and video recording. Don't expect HD, though. Boo. Video will be shot in the same resolution as the camera, a measly 640 by 480.
What?
What?
Do those numbers even exist anymore? Don't fancy lugging around a Nikon D4. How about a 36.3, what? Megapixel D800, the...
Hold me back.
Yeah, the pro-targeted D700 replacement shares many of the D4's advanced specs, including full HD 1080p video shooting and the same advanced recognition system to make the camera do much of the work for you. Yours for a teensy $3,000 from the end of March.
An advanced recognition system is the only reason I buy a camera.
Absolutely.
Virgin Media TV On Demand has passed the 1 billion views milestone.
No way.
Virgin's... Wait, man. Virgin says views have risen by 14% in the past year thanks to the introduction of the TiVo box. If catch-up were counted a single channel, only BBC and ITV would beat it for viewers after clocking up 490 million hours of viewing time. Boom.
Boom.
Take that.
490 million
hours. Yeah. Chasing you down, BBC One.
But that's, do you know, a decade of footage is added to YouTube every day.
Really?
Yep. Right.
Who has the time?
Did you know that 500 episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives are added to the Food Network every day? Or it certainly feels like it.
Certainly does.
They've shot a lot of that programme.
Oh,
yes. I love it.
Jamie's Dinners? That's usually that.
No, Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives with Guy Fieri. He's like a sort of slightly embarrassing mid-40s man with bleach blonde hair who wears those shorts that aren't really shorts. They're like very long shorts.
I like the guy
from... He says dude a lot.
What's it called? That Man vs. Food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mammy food.
And there's another one which is a bit like Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, but with somebody who's like a really poor man's version of Gordon Ramsay.
Really?
He's like this massively muscle-bound guy with a an accent that's somewhere between north of England and north of Carolina.
Or there's the American version of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares where he's exactly the same except he swears a little bit less.
He swears a lot, and it's the same format every time. He always goes, oh my, I need to get some air. Every time. Yeah. The first time he meets him, he goes, I need to get some air. And it's like, what?
Enough of this. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast Facebook group. Duncan, you can take these away.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay, Stuart Gordon says, I got a job as a litter removal man. I didn't get any training. I thought I'd pick it up as I went along.
Wait. What does Yasser Charisma point out?
That was shit.
No.
Okay. That the joke Tim Vine, I think he means, did to win Joke of the Year.
It is.
Is it?
That's
it
the
is.
Joke of the Year, folks.
That's up there with Liam, our producer's joke.
No, it's not. The Stuff podcast, the Joke of the Year.
What?
Yeah.
Boom. That really told them.
I own them now.
What was Liam's one? Liam, our producer one, was I was...
What?
I was in the supermarket and I threw a cheese at a man and he threw milk back at me and I thought, how dare he?
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's all in the delivery.
I thought the Joke of the Year by Tim Vine was something like crime in multi-story car parks is wrong on so many levels.
Maybe that was last year.
He's won every year.
He's a popular comedian,
he's
isn't
funny.
He?
He just trots them out.
Do you know he's Jeremy Vine's brother?
No,
you know Jeremy Vine,
that.
The host of Newsnight and Radio 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Radio, is he
Radio the funnier show? Other half of the Vine family.
Well, for my money, yeah, I do find Jeremy somewhat funnier.
Yeah.
Dale Collins, what do you lot want from MWC? I still want more Windows Phone goodness. Leon Furness says, you are mad. Simon Brace Stacey, better for the masses than Android, I'd wager. Even a thoroughly Luddite.
Brackets
Luddacious.
Yeah.
Friend of mine uses one and loves it. Dale Collins, I love them. I'm not a big app user, so that doesn't affect me. I really want a Lumia 800, but being a student, I can't afford anything like that. Well, Dale, I've got a little something for you later in the pod.
Yeah, it's not actually anything for you, but it's an announcement. Well, it's not even an announcement. Well,
it'll be something else that you won't be able to afford.
You'll be able to afford, but
afford
you might be able to, together with your mates.
Just sell some sperm, make some money.
Is that what you did, Ree?
Obviously not.
What? Can you sell?
Wrong on so many levels.
You can.
I'm not sure you can. I think you get expenses here.
Yeah, we've got the NHS.
I've not looked into this.
Honestly, you can. So if my uni friends did.
What do you get for a vial?
I think that sounds more like some sort of euphemism. So I'm going to make money by selling my sperm. I don't think that means anything medical. like some sort of gigolo or something.
Gigolo. You think it sounds romantic, Doug.
That kind of more romantic
than rent boy, isn't it? Which is the other...
That kind of sperm donor. Leon Fenner. Why is everyone hyping up the S3? I'm going to have to wait for that phone to be officially announced now. Never going to get an upgrade. I think he means by that his phone is getting longer than a tooth. He's ready to get a new one, and then suddenly someone comes along and says, Oh, no, stop! Wait.
I suppose.
The S3's coming.
As soon as he gets the S3, somebody will come along and say, oh, the S4
There lies the path of ruin. I mean, it's a good idea to wait until after Mobile World Congress. That's what I'm doing. You know, I'm looking around now, but I'm thinking, well, just hold on, Dan, because just around that corner,
hold tight.
There might be some exciting LG phone.
Exactly.
I mean, it's highly unlikely, but...
It's a magical place. We're on our way there. Yeah.
An LG
it's
Miracle.
Mobile World Congress.
It's called LG Miracle.
LG Miracle. Well, it would need to be.
Satire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, wait. I mean, it looks like the S3 is being pushed back. So if you're waiting for that, you know, maybe just get a stopgap. But see what else is at Mobile World Congress.
What could be better than a phone that's called The Miracle?
What could be
better? That even beats HTC with their Desire and Legend and Lovely.
The and Salsa.
Well, that Salsa. Less so.
What happens to that?
And Cha-Cha.
George Sang, reading through the first issue of T3, which we were talking about last
Still
week.
Available online.
Yeah, for free, for nothing. And found a picture of the TV I used to have in my living room. A Toshiba 33-incher with Dolby Surround. It was a beast of a TV. Reminiscing now, watching The Matrix on VHS and being amazed at the surround sound effects in the weenie gun scene. Brilliant.
We need guns. Like Keanu Reeves running around with like a little tiny action man gun. Like
it's true. The first time you had surround sound at someone's house, it was a bit... It was incredible. The plane! Look, it's just gone over my head! Oh, that helicopter, it's coming from the back left.
I didn't have that.
I think that might only be new, Dan. Yeah, we can afford such things in my house.
Well, I'm not saying I could. I'm saying friends, those people who always had the latest stuff.
Pre-flat screen 33-incher, that would have been just huge.
No, I remember
the size of a washing machine.
When Lucy and I, my wife, before we were married, we moved into our first flat, and I had to lug her television out of her old one into ours, this huge Panasonic monster. I mean, it was absurd how heavy TVs used to be because they were all glass. That whole big box, it was just a big box of glass.
And wood. Mine I just left wood.
How old was your TV?
It's quite old.
Yeah.
They carried on using wood for longer than was strictly necessary, I think, in TV manufacturer.
I just left
mine behind
remote.
When I moved house. I got like a more modern TV. But my parents, I was like,
but I remember
forget
I did, and to get rid of it as well, I left it outside the house and someone lugged it off. But that must have.
People do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Free cycling.
That's all I can say. And that's it. Right. Oh, hold on a minute.
Anybody else got some good TV reminiscences they'd like to...
There is another message, but it's for a different segment, because it's time to say...
What we got wrong on the T3 podcast last week.
I haven't had this for a while.
No, I know. It has been a while. But eagle-eyed listen. That doesn't make any sense. People who listened carefully.
Eagles have great ears as well.
There we are.
Bat-eared
listeners caught this on last week's podcast.
They should have gone with what a good car. It's like the second line. And then you got volts and watts.
Yeah, very good.
Put one in your ohm. Ohm is a measurement of
capacity.
We got that. Oh dear, this from Chris Harrow, not posted in a while. This is to get a mention on the podcast and hear the What We Got Wrong jingle. Duncan, an ohm is a measure of resistance and not capacitance.
Damn.
I'm not even sure you were saying it was anything, but you were.
Explain to us what it was.
It wasn't as if you shot me down and said, "No, it's not. It's resistance." That is true. Yes, sorry, because ohms is what it's like a measurement that you find in sort of headphones spec sheets and things. And yeah, it does. It is indeed resistance.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, he's not the only one who's spotted it. Jamie Ford points out a farad is for capacitance.
Okay, I was just going to say, what is the unit for capacitance?
You, maybe Ferrari, Ferrardi.
I like that our listeners are much more educated than we are.
And Paul, that's good. Paul Das Glad.
All things physics.
Paul Das is glad. Says glad I wasn't the only one to spot this. So yeah, Paul, you weren't.
Well done.
Many people that. Picking up on this schoolboy error.
I'd wager that no other tech podcast would even attempt to claim to know anything about what. Measurements of what are.
But our listeners
even though I got it wrong that's
at least I knew what it was.
At least
I
you knew
say
a,
the word.
A word.
Yeah,
at least a I physics know. Word. Well done, Duncan. Anyway, that was
especially makes me Stephen Hawking.
Yes, and from one jingle to another, Ree, what have we got for our gadget of the week?
I thought you were going to say that, and from one genius to another.
From one genius to another.
No, it was from
jingle. From Stephen Hawking to Ree Morgan.
I have got the Nokia Lumia 710.
Oh, it's orgasmic. And what colour is that, Ree?
It's actually blue. Oh, cyan. Woo! Get in. It's cyan.
She knows her
it
crayons.
Cyan.
That's nice.
It is nice. So this is the budget version the Nokia Windows Phone 7.
Okay, so this hasn't been milled from a polycarbonate resin
that's
base.
It's got plastic back, but interchangeable back, so you get it in cyan, plastic. Yellow, magenta.
Right, say, it's still
black
quite, it's
and
still
white.
Quite nice looking.
It's very good. It's got a nice build on it, so you can put those covers you can take on and off. The screen isn't as good, obviously, as the Nokia.
Removable covers, that's going right back to Nokia of old.
Isn't
it?
Yeah, it's the best of Nokia, new and old.
Mm. Oh, you can get your Spice Girls Union flag one, naturally.
Does anyone know? There's like a made-up word for blue and a made-up word for red when we're talking about colours in that technical way, but why is yellow still known as yellow?
I don't know.
Just is. Well, it's not. It's because it's a specific shade. Exactly.
So why isn't it like marigold or something? Why have they just said yellow for yellow, whereas cyan, blue is always cyan?
Yellow's just spot on. It's there.
It's
yellow's the perfect colour.
Mm-hmm. It's got Windows Phone. It's got the same processor, actually, the Lumia 800.
Yeah.
So it's pretty speedy.
So what makes it budget, apart from the case?
The screen isn't as good. The camera's only 5 megapixels. And that's
not bothered about that.
Yeah, it's not. It's a great phone. It's a great budget phone.
Yeah.
But it's still got the power of.
Yeah. Well, same processor though.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
Good.
In what sense is it budget though? What is it? What is something like this retail
same,
for?
Same. I don't know.
Price wise,
look out.
It's cheaper.
Much cheaper.
Can tell you that
Lumia
much.
800.
Okay. That would make it
it's
a budget phone.
Price
if it was very much cheaper. Yeah. Yes.
As the HTC Radar, but don't ask me what that price is.
Right.
Okay. Fair enough.
But it's kind
I don't
of
know what HTC Radar
same.
Is. So.
It's that it's their
You've
version.
Got a head start on me
it's their cheaper version of the HTC Titan.
I've got to be honest, I really like that.
Well, Dale Collins, this could be the phone for you.
Exactly, that's what I was saying. I had a little Simon.
Yeah. Not actually going to give it him, but you know.
Exactly. But yeah, same Windows Phone interface, got Mango on there.
Yeah.
Smaller screen.
Smaller screen, not a bad thing. I mean, what? Hold on. I'm going to hold.
That's
put this next to my
size,
Desire S. It's slightly taller. And ever so slightly wider, but very similar kind of size, I have to say.
Does it feel as luxurious? It has got a plastic back.
Yeah, it's plastic,
kind of thing,
not aluminium.
Like, yeah.
But
I really like it. So there's a full review on there where we wax lyrical about it, but also point out its faults.
Ooh.
And there's also
What are its faults?
What are its main faults?
It's the camera. Basically, it's not a Carl Zeiss camera, and it's only 5 megapixels. So the pictures, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're not amazing. And also, the screen isn't as wow as you
okay.
get on
you see,
yeah,
this is it. I like. Why don't they do a high-end version of that size? Because I love that kind of size phone.
Hmm.
But I don't understand this kind of whole insistence on that only 4.7-inch screens can be high-end phones. I don't get it. It's like as if you want something powerful and with a great camera, you obviously also want a ginormous screen and have huge cargo pants to carry it around in.
Maybe the screen is the most expensive part, so that's why
I guess,
they do it cheaper.
But
I think
just make
Nokia's,
everything else high-end in a smaller format.
But Nokia's way of doing things, they'll get around to doing that soon enough,
maybe.
I would think.
That's why I like the Desire S.
So there's a full review and a video online.
Lovely. Thank you, Ree. Now, finally, an FBI report. Has everyone got their pens, by the way?
Yeah.
I handed these out earlier.
Got my pen.
Good, right. Yeah, lovely. An FBI report into the late Steve Jobs from 1991 has been released, describing him as complex and deceptive. This from more than 20 years ago, when Jobs was being considered for a role in Bush Senior's administration. Well, they can bring anyone into the cabinet, can't they, in the States?
Yeah, but as what?
I don't know.
They can bring anyone into the cabinet over here.
No, you've
it's got a misconception that you need to be a minister.
No, no, to come into the cabinet, you need to be made a peer or
Well, that's
MP.
What they do.
Yeah, they just make people peers. But anyway, we digress completely. The investigation covers his Buddhist faith, his parenting skills, and his open experimentation with drugs during his earlier years. The FBI, this is amazing, the FBI carried out, this is just to get into the cabinet, the FBI carried out 29 character judgment interviews with Jobs' nearest and dearest and found he had the ability to twist the truth and distort reality in order to achieve his goals.
They also said some nice stuff about
him. They did, yeah. It's not all bad.
I don't think anyone would debate that, would
no,
they? Another way of putting that is, like, good presentational and PR skills.
Yeah, he's shrewd and knows how to get what he wants from him. So, complex...
Lying bastard. Yeah. That would be a more negative way
that would be bad. Complex and deceptive, then, sums up Steve Jobs. So, what two words would we use for the following tech personalities? So I'm going to get you to write these down and we'll compare notes. So first up, and you can play this at home if you like. First up, Bill Gates. Okay.
Is second Clive Sinclair dead?
So just two words to describe him. Steve Ballmer. Two words. Okay. Clive Sinclair.
Gosh.
I don't know for him. I might come back to him. Mark Zuckerberg. I'm saying the same words for everyone here. They're all. RIM founder Mike Lazaridis. Okay. Right. That's all of them. Right. Okay. Bill Gates. What have you got, Dunk?
Me?
Yep.
I've got nerdy and charitable.
Quite similar. Okay. Go on.
I've got rich and charitable.
I've got rich and generous.
I didn't realise this was a test in the sense achieve something with this.
Yeah, almost exactly the same. Right. I better come up with something for Clive. Oh, crap. All right. Yeah. Steve Ballmer.
I've got loud and wanting.
Wanting?
Yeah, he's rubbish. Oh no, he's not rubbish, like, but he wants to do better, doesn't he?
Okay. Interesting. I think we're getting into Ree's psyche here almost.
You're projecting.
He's always wanting to be like another company, it seems. Anyway.
Okay. All right. And Dunk, what have you got?
Maybe I'm projecting as well because I've got fat and idiot. Too
That's
harsh.
Definitely what the FBI would say. Our conclusions are fat and idiot.
Idiot. I've gone for insane maniac, you see, on my FBI report. In a good way. In a good way. I've got nothing against him.
Yeah, I meant fat idiot in a good way.
Right. Clive Sinclair, Dunk.
I've got bald and sinister.
Bald and sinister? I was thinking bald. I nearly went with bald.
Well, bald, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got unknown and strange.
Unknown and strange. Unknown?
I don't think a lot of people know who he is.
Clive Sinclair? Come on.
Yeah, we know who he is.
He's
but
our...
if you said to anyone on the
he's
street...
He's our Bill Gates.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
It's depressing, isn't it?
Clive Sinclair, English nerd. That's all I have. Penultimate, Mark Zuckerberg. I've gone for megalomaniac nerd again.
I've got young and offensive.
Young and offensive.
I've got creepy but oddly shaggable.
But you'd have to go shaggable.
Zuckerberg
you
does
can't
it
have
for you.
Freeword. You'd have to go young and
honestly?
Shaggable.
Honestly?
This has come up in conversation before on this show. I can't explain it.
That's
Love is blind.
That's like a colleague of mine who fancies Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president.
Oh yeah, he's hot. Well, the thing is, he always dresses very well, doesn't he?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah,
I do like the kind of
well kept beard. Yeah.
They always wear really nice shirts. The Iranian cabinet. They may be murdering religious imbeciles, but they're very nicely turned out ones.
And Assad as well, you know, well turned out. Can't fault him for that.
Assad is so weird because he doesn't have the hallmarks of somebody who's a genocidal dictator.
And yet he is.
But he is. It's, he's like a whole new type of like
he's the new
lunatic.
Wave. The new wave of menace.
Can't trust anyone.
Maniac
because he looks like somebody who might be might have arrived to sell you some shoes,
exactly.
Or perhaps, or he might be giving the company accounts at a particularly dull company's AGM. But then what he's actually saying is like, we will exterminate these people like rodents, and you know, there must be no breaking away from the past.
Yeah.
And you just don't expect that from a man who looks like that.
We digress.
And finally, the RIM founder Mike Lazaridis,
jobless.
He has got a job. He's still there. He's still something. Is he vice chairman now or something?
Jobless, and I've gone poor, but he's
poor. He's
poor.
Not. He's got about 800 million in the bank.
I've got brash, but washed up.
Washed up, yeah, old, past it. No, yeah, I think we're pretty all close on our assessments.
Let us know.
Please share your analysis and perhaps even the two-word descriptions you might give us.
No, don't do that.
No, there's no need for that.
On the Facebook group, bearing in mind, we can delete all comments. Right, excellent. That is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on your tablet. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.